Welcome into a new episode of the 413 SpinFit podcast. As always, if you are a new listener, welcome in for the first time. If you are a continued listener, thank you for your support. Thank you for listening. Let's continue to share the links to whatever platform you're listening to this episode on. Remember, you can catch the 413 SpinFit podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcast, just to name a few. Well, we are finishing up week two of a 20-week prep for my second summer shredding show. And I'm just going to give you guys an update where we are. When I updated last week, I was down 5 pounds. Not much change with my weight this week, which, you know, kind of expected that. So we're making some changes with my nutrition in the upcoming week. My macros on my off days will be different than they are on my lifting days. Less calories. Going to see how my body works with this macro for a couple of weeks. It's been a great week. I hit my workouts good. Had some really amazing workouts. Hit some PRs this week. Probably my highlight for the week was on my upper body day. I did my normal workout, but I felt like I just need to do something extra at the end. So I'm not very bench press is probably my weakest thing to do. It always has been, and I think a lot of it's confidence because I'm just afraid to put too much on the bar. And plus, with me having scoliosis, it's difficult to lay flat on the bench. But as I've lost weight, it's becoming a lot easier. So anyway, I wanted to challenge myself. I want to go a little harder, a little extra. So I did two sets. I had 45 pound plates to the first set, and I hit 8 reps out of it. Had a spotter. Always, let me say this much. If you are new to the gym and you're wanting to lift a little heavier on something, make sure you find someone who you trust to spot you. So anyway, I then followed up with a 4-rep set at 185. Felt amazing to be able to accomplish those goals. Those are my highlights for the week, in my opinion. And I closed the week out this week. Just a side note, aside from the whole going to the gym and the nutrition, got to go yesterday after I went and did my weekly check-in and everything with my coach. Got to go to Perryville, take my girls up, met my mom, so they get their hair cut. And while they were getting their hair cut, I went fishing at the lake nearby. I always make it a point when I go fishing to use the fishing pole that my dad had when he was alive. My mom handed it down to me, and I really enjoy using that fishing pole. And it was amazing to be able to spend time from the bank fishing, just spending time with my dad in spirit with that fishing pole. Also, when we got through... when I finished fishing, when my mom got through with the girls over at the barbershop, over at the salon, we went to Bigelow, to the cemetery where my dad's buried, and we cleaned up around the gravesite, you know, did some raking, raked the dirt back down a little bit, pulled some weeds, and just got to spend some quality time with my mom, with my girls, and with my dad in spirit. And I say this, you know, I'm going to miss my dad, but I'm also going to remember the good times that we had together when I was a kid growing up. Going fishing reminded me of my childhood in elementary school. Whenever school would be out, the last day of school, my dad would come by the school on the last day of school with his truck, with the boat behind his truck, and the bed of a truck full of camping gear. We were going to the lake. We were going camping for a few days and fishing. When we went to the cemetery, I was listening to the Razorback game. I turned the radio up on my Jeep while we were cleaning the gravesite. And that time there reminded me of, it reminded me of the days growing up listening to Razorbacks, whether it's football or basketball, on the radio, because we didn't have cable TV until I was older. And even then, the Razorbacks weren't always on TV. So our only option was to listen to the radio. Those were quality days I remember spending with my dad. Those were quality times I remember spending with my dad. If your parent, if your mother or father is still alive, let me encourage you guys this. Make sure you spend quality time. If you're an older adult, if you're older like me and your parents are still alive, spend that time with your parents. Okay? Let me encourage you to do that, because it will mean the world not only to them but to you. I'm going to end this segment here. I'm splitting this episode up into two segments. I'm going to end this episode here, and I'm going to come back in the second segment, and I want to talk about discipline. From lifting belts to knee sleeves to t-shirts and even hats, if you are someone who is in the gym a lot and you need knee sleeves or lifting belts, or if you just want some swag to wear to represent, guys, go check out Pioneer Fit. Check out their wide array, their wide variety of lifting belts, from standard buckle belts to lever belts. Check out their knee sleeves. Check out their wrist straps. Check out their t-shirts and hats. Grab you something off of their site. Go to generalleathercrafters.com. Generalleathercrafter.com. Use my code 5, capital S, capital M, capital O, the number 6, capital Z. Again, use my code number 5, capital S, capital M, capital O, number 6, the letter Z, capital Z. Go check them out. Generalleathercrafter.com, Pioneer Fit. If you're looking for that right protein flavor, maybe you're looking for a good pre-workout, maybe it's a stem-free pre-workout, or maybe you just need that oomph for the gym, to get a good pump. So you want something with some caffeine in it. Guys, go check out MuscleSport.com. Check out their products, from their L-carnitine, their Carnishred with MitoBurn, to their pre-workouts, to the protein flavors. Check them out, MuscleSport.com, and use my code LEE721. Get you a discount. Again, my code is LEE721. Welcome back to the 413 Spin Fit Podcast. So we're going to talk discipline, guys. And here's the approach I want to take to this. In terms of growth, spiritual growth, physical growth, growth when it comes to your weight loss journey. I saw this reel from a church in Illinois on Instagram. I think I saw it on TikTok also, but I also saw it on Instagram, where the guy was talking about growing in Christ, and about how going to church one time isn't going to help you grow in Christ. Reading your Bible one time isn't going to help you grow in Christ. Just being baptized isn't going to help you grow in Christ. It's doing the things daily that will help you grow in Christ. Reading your Bible daily. Spending time in prayer daily with God. Going to church on Sundays and on Wednesday nights if your church has services on Wednesday nights. But going to church on Sundays. Not just to be going to church, but to be able to surround yourself with other believers, other like-minded people. But that's spiritual growth. Let's talk about how that relates to the weight loss journey and discipline. In order to have success with your weight loss journey, you have to make it a daily priority. Get up in the morning with the mindset that you're going to eat right. You're going to make it to the gym. You're going to get out and walk. Whatever that is you're doing for exercise, you're going to make it a daily priority. Because eating healthy one day isn't going to help you lose weight. Going to the gym one day isn't going to help you lose weight. It requires daily discipline. It requires you to be consistent. Now, that doesn't mean you're not going to mess up. When you do mess up, you got to realize that's one day. Get back on the horse and get moving again. The only way that you're going to have successful weight loss and weight loss that's sustainable over time is making it one of those non-negotiables in your life. If you're serious about losing weight and living a healthy life, you have to. No ifs, ands, or buts. Because if you don't do it, then you run the risk as you get older in life, you run the risk of having poor health. You run the risk of having diabetes. You run the risk of having cellulitis in your legs. I could name and name and name. You run the risk of having heart issues. Ultimately, you run the risk of not being around anymore for your family. So make it a daily discipline. Make it a non-negotiable that you will have the mindset that I will get up in the morning, make sure I'm eating healthy that day and eating right. I will make sure I'm getting out and moving that day, whether it's going to the gym or whether it's getting out and walking. Remember, it requires discipline. Make it a habit. You guys, I'm going to end here. Y'all be blessed. Y'all have a great week this week. As always, go out, whatever platform you're listening to this podcast on, click that bell. That way you get notifications when new episodes drop. You guys be blessed.